Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music by Will Smith. A question about a waterfall in the American Middle West, and a report about a 14-year-old girl who leads an organization that helps other children. Mackenzie Snyder is a teenager who leads an organization that helps displaced children in the United States. Faith Lapidus tells us about Mackenzie and the organization she started.
Mackenzie Snyder lives in Bowie, Maryland. She was 7 years old when she started Children to Children. The organization helps children in foster care. Foster care is the name of a system used when parents are no longer able to take care of their children. The children are placed in the homes of people who have agreed to care for them. More than 530,000 children in the United States are now in foster care. Mackenzie met two children in foster care in 1998. They had moved from home to home. Mackenzie learned that many foster children have nothing in which to carry their clothes and other personal objects. They are given plastic bags made for carrying waste or trash. Mackenzie says she thought it was wrong for children to have to treat their belongings as if they were trash. With help from her parents, she started an internet website and the organization Children to Children. Children to Children helps children in the foster care system to feel better about themselves during times when their families are in crisis. The organization provides high-quality travel bags for the children's clothes. The children also receive a soft toy animal. Mackenzie says this gives them something to hug and to love. She says the toy helps the children to not feel alone. She also writes a note to each child. She tells them that they should never lose hope and that she loves them. Mackenzie Snyder is now 14 years old. She continues her work with Children to Children after 7 years. She says her goal is to help all children in foster care in the United States. Children to Children has provided about 30,000 bags to children in need. The experts who work with the children say Mackenzie is doing a good job. They say the children are happy to receive her gifts. Mackenzie Snyder has won many awards for her work. She says she would like to meet the children she helps, but she is not permitted to do so. American laws protect the names of children in foster care.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Gombe State, Nigeria. Abdul Kadir Usman asks about a waterfall in the state of Michigan. It is called Taquamenon Falls. Hundreds of years ago, the northern part of what is now Michigan was home to Native Americans known as the Chippewa or Ojibwe Indians. They lived along what is now called the Taquamenon River. The American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote a long poem about them. It is called The Song of Hiawatha. Here is Barbara Klein reciting the part of the poem about the river.
Thus aloud cried Hiawatha in the solitary forest by the rushing Taquamena when the birds were singing gaily in the moon of leaves were singing and the sun from sleep awaking started up and said, Behold me, Gisus, the great sun, behold me.
Today, the falls and the river are part of the Taquamenon Falls State Park. Park officials say they are not sure where the name came from. Whatever the meaning of the name, Taquamenon Falls State Park today means outdoor fun for many people. The park extends over 16,000 hectares of mostly undeveloped forest land. Most of the area has no roads, buildings, or electric power. The river and its waterfalls are in the center of the park. The Upper Falls is one of the largest waterfalls east of the Mississippi River. It is more than 60 meters across. The water drops almost 15 meters. Park officials say they have recorded its largest flow at more than 18,000 liters of water per second. About 500,000 people visit the park each year. They walk through the forest to the bottom of the Upper Falls, where the water crashes into the Taquamenon River. In another part of the park, visitors can see five smaller waterfalls from an area near the river or from a nearby island. Visitors can rent boats to reach the island and watch the falling water. The park also includes four campgrounds and 40 kilometers of walking paths. Some visitors go to Taquamenon Falls State Park to watch the many birds and other animals who make the park their home. These include cranes, bald eagles, moose, bears, coyotes, and mink. Actor and rapper Will Smith stars in a new movie, Hitch, that was released in February. On March 29th, he released his first new album in 3 years. Gwen Uten tells about the busy entertainer and plays songs from his new record.
It is called Lost and Found. On a number of songs, Will Smith tries to answer critics of his hip-hop style. Some critics say it is too clean. In the song, Wish I Made That, Will Smith says radio stations that play rap music will not play his music. He says they do not think he is black enough. Then he offers a few ideas on what rap stations might want from artists.
Yo, ain't no better man for this hype track. It's the veteran taking the mic back. David Letterman even said he liked that track, man. Even though he ain't a rap fan, black radio, they won't play me though. Ever since Summertime, they ain't like none of mine. Even though the fans went out and bought enough, I guess they think that Will ain't hard enough. Maybe I should just have a shootout. Run up in the bank bus, grabbing all the loot out. Whoop somebody ass, taking my boot out. Right on TV, so all y'all can see me. Just ignorant, attacking, acting.
I mean, then will I be black enough? Oh, wait, maybe I'll jack a truck full of cigarettes, guns, and drugs and stuff.
Yeah, I wish I would've made that.
Lean back.
I wish I would've made that.
I wish I would've told the girls to drop it like it's hot.
Summer, summertime.
Seems like, oh my God.
Get that. I wish I would've made that.
Lean back.
I wish I would've made that.
I wish I would've told the girls to drop it like it's hot.
Will Smith invited several popular performers to help create this album. Here, he is with singer Mary J. Blige. The song expresses the difficulty of explaining life's tragedies to children. It is called Tell Me Why.
Did her uncles have to molest her? And why did all them cops have to be shooting to kill? And why did all them priests have to act so ill? Tell me, why did James Byrd Jr. have to be touched? Tell me, why did Malcolm and Martin depart from us? Tell me, why did the sniper make that little boy shoot? And why is human life always denied for loot?
Will Smith made his past three albums with Columbia Records. He won 2 Grammy Awards and several American Music Awards with that label. Lost and Found is his first work with Interscope Records. We leave you now with the title song from the new album.
Original, a first form from which varieties arise. An authentic work of art as opposed to an imitation or reproduction. Why should I try to sound like y'all sound? That's what's wrong with the rap game right now. Man, it's like a circus with a bunch of clowns, with a bunch of clicks. I probably wrap circles around. I spit heat rock and I ain't talking rolling. Soon as the beat knock, I'm crowd controlling. When I hear y'all, that's an awful sound. I don't ride beats, I take them off the ground. Land them somewhere, show them the town. Even on foreign ground, let them know I'm around. I don't follow everybody when it's time to rap. At one time, everybody thought the world was flat. Sounds like you, that was my intention. I paid dues, now dudes pay attention. I live for it, even though the flicks is hitting. Crib sick, you can see the booth from the kitchen. Speak on it, cause I saw it happen. This is hip-hop, dog, I ain't just rapping. Y'all looking at a real MC, man. You couldn't check a mic for me.
Why should I try to sound like y'all sound? That's what's wrong with the rap game right now. Why should I try to flow the way y'all flow into a show like y'all show? Nah, that ain't where my head at now. Y'all in the hip-hop lost and found. That's what's wrong with the rap game right now. Man, it's like a circus with a bunch of clowns, with a bunch of clicks. So I'll probably rap circles.
Let's talk about rhyme capability.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program this week. Our show was written by Nancy Steinbach, Lawan Davis, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Our engineer was Roy Benson. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.